Welcome in. Today we're building a super practical Ableton Live habit that gives you instant 90s rave flavor in drum and bass. Clip gain before processing. This is beginner friendly, but it's one of those pro results moves, because so much of that jungle and rave sound is about hitting saturation, compression, and sampling style tools the right way. Not randomly, on purpose. Here's the big idea you'll keep hearing. The fader is not your preamp. Clip gain and utility are your preamp. If you set the input right, your saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, filters, even limiters, all react in a controlled, repeatable way. And that is how you get punchy breaks and crunchy bass without your mix folding in half. Let's build a tiny 90s-inspired DNB loop. Break, bass, stab, and a reverb return. 8 to 16 bars is plenty. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 for this vibe. Create 3 tracks. An audio track called Break, and 2 MIDI tracks called Bass and Stab. Then make 1 return track called Reverb. On the master, keep it boring for now. Put a utility first, leave gain at 0. Put a limiter last, but treat it as safety only. Do not chase loudness yet. Headroom first, loudness later. If you want an extra good habit, while you're dialing tones, you can even disable the limiter temporarily, so you're not being lied to by hidden gain reduction. You can turn it back on once everything feels right. Now step 1. Clip gain your break before anything else. Drop in an amen, think, or any break sample onto the break track. Click the clip, and look down in clip view for the gain control. This is clip gain. This happens before your device chain, meaning, it decides how hard you hit everything. Press play and find the loudest moment, usually the snare crack. Adjust clip gain until your track meter is peaking roughly around minus 8 dB. Somewhere in the minus 12 to minus 6 peak range is perfect for learning. Don't overthink it. We just want a solid, non-insane level going into our processing. Why this matters? Saturation and compression are level dependent. If you feed them hotter, they don't just get louder. They get different. More crunch, more clamp, less transient, more urgency. That's the sound. But we want it intentional. Step 2. Build a classic 90s break processing chain with stock devices. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40hz to remove rumble. If it feels boxy, do a small dip in the 250 to 400hz area, like 2 to 4 dB. If it needs a touch of presence, a tiny lift around 4 to 7khz can work, but be careful. Breaks get harsh fast, and once you saturate later, that harshness multiplies. Next, saturator. This is where gain staging becomes your steering wheel. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Start the drive around 3 dB, and explore between 2 and 6. Then do something important. Level match. Use saturator's output to bring the level back in line, because louder will trick you into thinking it's better every time. After that, drum bus. For a modern tool that can still feel old school, it's great. Set drive somewhere like 8% to start, and crunch around 5%. Keep boom at 0 or very low for jungle, because boom can smear the kick and low end. If the top gets fizzy, use damp to calm it. Optional but very DNB. Glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Leave makeup off and control output manually. Now pause and absorb this. If you change clip gain, you change what saturator does, what drum bus does, and how hard glue clamps down. That's the whole lesson in one sentence. Quick extra coach tip. Once you find a sweet spot, try not to touch the input again unless your arrangement changes. Lock the input, then sculpt. It will save you hours of why is it different now. Confusion. Step 3. The push versus control / B test. Duplicate your break clip so you have two versions back to back, or two clips you can switch between. Clip A, keep it at your normal level, peaking around minus 8. Clip B, at 6 dB of clip gain. Now play them through the exact same device chain. Listen to what changes. The hotter one will feel more crushed, more crunchy, more rave. But it might also lose snap, pump weirdly, or get harsh. That's the trade. And your skill is learning where the vibe lives without wrecking transients. One more pro move while you /B. Put a utility at the end of the chain purely for listening level. If clip B sounds better only because it's louder, pull it down until both clips are equally loud. If the magic disappears, it wasn't tone, it was volume. Step 4. Bass, where pre-gain matters even more. On the bass MIDI track, make a simple rolling pattern. Classic two-step bounce works great. Keep notes in the F1 to A1 region depending on your tune. Make it feel like a steady engine under the brake. Load Wavetable. Put both oscillators on saw waves to tune the second slightly, and add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Put a low-pass filter, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz. You can automate later for movement. Now here's the key. Before any distortion, add utility. This is your clip gain equivalent for instrument tracks. Set utility gain so the bass track peaks around minus 12 to minus 6. Don't worry about exact numbers, but keep it sane. Then add saturator after utility. Analog clip or medium curve both work. Drive can be heavier here, like 4 to 10 dB, because DNB bass loves harmonics. Keep soft clip on, and again, level match with output. After that, EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to clean useless sub-rumble. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 120 to 250 Hz. If it needs bite to read on smaller speakers, try a careful boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 2K Hz. Teacher note, when bass gets farty or collapses, people often start carving with EQ like crazy. First question should be, am I hitting the distortion too hard? Fix the input level with utility before distortion, then recheck the tone. Also, if you add movement, like an LFO on the filter cutoff or OSC mix, your peaks can jump. That can change how the saturator reacts. So whenever you add modulation, recheck that utility gain into your drive stage. Step 5. The stab or hooverish element, placed like a 90s record. On the stab track, use simpler in classic mode with a rave stab sample, like a chord hit. If it's an audio clip instead, use clip gain. If it's an instrument, use utility. Aim for peaks around minus 18 to minus 10. Stabs can be spiky, and you want space for drums and bass. Then add auto filter, with a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. You're keeping the low end clean so the bass owns it. Add redux, subtly. Try bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits, and just a touch of downsampling. You're going for sampler rear edge, not total destruction. Now send the stab to your return track, reverb. On the return, use hybrid reverb if you had it, or a regular reverb. Choose a plate or hall algorithm. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry stab still punches before the tail blooms. After the reverb, put EQ8. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to tame hiss and keep the space smooth. This is crucial in DNB. Reverb low end is mix poison. Optional quick vibe trick. Add a tiny noise layer somewhere in your track, high-passed and very quiet. It can give that air full of circuitry feel that old recordings had, without forcing you to turn up hats. Step 6. Arrange a simple 8 to 16 bar loop, bars 1 to 4, break plus a filtered bass, keep the bass low-passed. Add occasional stab hits that go long into the verb, bars 5 to 8, full break, bass opens up with filter automation. Throw in one small fill, like reversing a snare tail or repeating a tiny slice. Bars 9 to 16. Add varination. Drop the breakout for one beat for tension. Or add an extra ghost hat. Or alternate the stab rhythm for call and response. Now the mixing habit that keeps everything stable. When you add layers or edits, don't immediately reach for more compression. First, recheck your inputs. Clip gain on the break slices. Utility gain on bass and stab. Because one loud edit can suddenly slam your saturator and glue harder than everything else, and the groove changes. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid. 1. Ignoring clip gain and fixing tone with the fader. The fader is for balance after tone. If you keep changing it to influence distortion, you'll get inconsistent results. 2. Accidentally overdriving multiple stages. Hot clip into saturator, into drum bus, into glue, into limiter. That's how you get flat, harsh drums that feel tiring. 3. Icking after distortion when the real issue is the input level. If distortion is ugly, ask, am I hitting it too hard? First. 4. No level matching when a slash B testing. Louder always wins. Use a utility at the end to match playback loudness. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in 10 minutes that trains your ears fast. Take one break loop, put this chain, EQ8, saturator on analog clip with soft clip, then glue compressor. Duplicate the clip 3 times. Set clip gain so version 1 peaks around minus 12, version 2 around minus 8, version 3 around minus 4. Don't change device settings at all. Then put a utility after the chain and level match each version so they play equally loud. Now listen and write down what changes. Punch versus flatness, grit versus harshness, snare snap versus smear, and even groove feel. because compression can make things feel like they rush or drag. If you can describe those differences, you've learned the core skill. Input staging is sound design. Final recap. Clip gain for audio, utility for instrument tracks. That's your preamp into processing. For 90s rave flavor, the magic is pushing devices on purpose, not by accident. In DNB, clean gain staging gives you punchy breaks, controlled saturation, heavier bass with a clean low end, and repeatable results every time you open a new project. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you're aiming for jungle, happy rave, jump up, or a darker roller, I can suggest a couple safe but vibey input ranges for the break, bass, and stad, so you land in the sweet spot faster.